Worrying numbers out today on the U.S. economy. Economic growth slowed further over the last 3 months as Americans cut back sharply on spending. The growth rate remains too weak to lower unemployment, and economists continue to worry that the economy is stalling. The news adds pressure on President Obama's re-election battle. His GOP rival Mitt Romney is in London for the start of the Olympics, but there is no gold medal for him. Instead, Romney is still being flayed by the British press, especially for comments he made questioning whether Britain is ready for the Games. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of the network's webcast Top Line, joins us now to talk a bit of politics. Hi, Rick.
Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. And Mitt Romney has been at pains to say that the London Olympics will succeed, but the British don't seem very willing to let this go. And it doesn't seem like it's a great maiden voyage for the GOP presidential hopeful. What do you think?
The one thing that Mitt Romney needed to do with this trip, wanted to do with this trip, was to look presidential, to look like a power overseas and to bask in the Olympic spotlight. All that was marred by this comment questioning London's readiness. It hit a serious sore point for just about every British politician with a stake in the Games, and that's quite a long list. So it was exactly the wrong note that he wanted to hit. And as you mentioned, the British press has been vicious. The American press has been vicious. It really is not the start that Mitt Romney wanted to this very important foreign trip.
Well, here, speaking of the vicious British press, here are some London headlines. Mitt the Twit, that's the conservative Rupert Murdoch paper, The Sun. Mitt falls at the first hurdle, writes the left of center The Guardian. And here is the mayor of London, Boris Johnson.
I hear there's a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. He wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready? Are we ready? Yes, we are.
That's London Mayor Boris Johnson. Now, in fairness to Mitt Romney, I mean, there have been all kinds of questions about transportation snafus, problems with security in London. But it does seem as though, Rick, that Mitt Romney has a way of changing the conversation from the big softball, for example, about bad economic numbers that he could hit out of the park, to issues like this that distract from his cause, from his campaign.
That's right. This should have been an easy question. Is London ready? Sure. I have full confidence in the British authorities that they're going to pull up a great Olympics. It's all about the athletes, and let's celebrate it, and then move on and talk about other things. The fact that his first 48 hours on the ground there have been consumed by these headlines. I just think for a lot of folks, clearly there's not a lot of battleground state voters that are reading British headlines and making their judgment, but you do want your president to look presidential, and these last couple of days he's become something of a national punchline in a place that is obviously a very close American ally.
Mm. The White House, meanwhile, is walking back on some of its own comments this week, now saying there is no new gun control legislation on the president's political agenda this year. This comes after President Obama's speech on Wednesday in New Orleans, where he spoke enthusiastically about the need for new measures to curb gun violence. What's going on here, Rick?
I think this is the president clearly is under a lot of political pressure to make some strong statements about gun control, but he's under a different cross pressure, which is not to pick a fight with the NRA and the powerful gun lobby in an election year. So I think this is a case of do as I'm saying and not really as I'm not doing. He is not interested at all in pushing major legislation. He talked about leaving no stone unturned in the fight to curb gun violence, but when pressed yesterday, the White House said no, there's not a single bill that he plans to file or that he plans to push over the next 3 months to change that. So I think it's just it's one pressure from anti-gun groups to make sure you take a strong stand and have strong words, but there's a big pressure that they're buckling to right now that says don't try to enrage the gun lobby in a fight that you know you're not going to win.
And very quickly, Rick, gun control is behind another surprising political development this week. New York City Michael Bloomberg has endorsed Republican Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, who's facing a tough fight against Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren. This is one of the most watched races in the country. How big is this development?
This is significant, I think, for Scott Brown. Clearly, the anti-Wall Street fervor that is driven into New York City as well, to be able to blunt that with the endorsement of Michael Bloomberg, who's making it all about guns. And I think the Bloomberg style of leadership fits well with the Scott Brown style of leadership.
Well,
I guarantee you this is an endorsement that Elizabeth Warren wanted, too.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of the network's webcast Top Line. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's more ahead here and now.